The unemployment rate rose by 0.2% in November to 9.8% as the economy only created a total of 50,000 new jobs. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on November 2010 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate rose to 9.8% in November. The unemployment rate was the result of 276,000 more unemployed persons and 173,000 fewer employed persons, while the labor force expanded by 103,000 and those not in the workforce increased by only 82,000. In plain English, fewer people found jobs at the same time more people were in the labor force, so the unemployment rate increased. We should point out that a rising unemployment rate at this early stage in the recovery cycle is not unexpected, as people who have not looked for work recently, and therefore not considered part of the workforce, re-enter the labor force. And since they are not finding jobs, they are now considered unemployed, and the unemployment rate rises. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey, or Report, reported the private sector added only 50,000 new jobs last month after growth of 160,000 in October. The number of jobs in the goods-producing sector declined by 15,000 last month. Manufacturers continued to cut their inventory of jobs with a decline of 13,000 in November after cutting 11,000 the previous month. The construction sector contracted by 5,000 jobs in November, with non-residential specialty trade contractors shrinking by 7,100 jobs, while heavy and civil engineering construction added 1,300 jobs. Mining and logging added 3,000 jobs in November. Support activities for mining, which also support oil and gas extraction, brought in 5,500 new jobs. The private service-providing sector slowed the pace a bit last month with a gain of only 65,000 jobs after growing by 157,000 in October. The retail trade sector eliminated a total of 28,100 jobs in November in most subsectors, which is a curious trend since this is the start of the holiday selling season. Perhaps subsequent developments and/or data revisions will uncover why this occurred. Professional and business services was up 53,000 jobs in November, which was a slight improvement from the 50,000 gain in October. Computer systems design and related services, after growing by 9,300 in October, only added 900 jobs in November. And management and technical consulting services kept up the pace with back-to-back gains of 3,700 jobs in both October and November. And it was a familiar story in the education and health services sector, which is a good thing. It continues to add jobs with 30,000 more last month. The very seasonal educational services added 6,200 jobs in November. The health care and social assistance component added 23,100 new jobs in all major subsectors, except offices of physicians that disposed of a mere 500 jobs. Home health care services added 4,100 jobs in November. The leisure and hospitality sector added a total of 11,000 jobs in November, with food services and drinking places adding 11,200 jobs and performing arts and spectator sports up 9,100 jobs, and that more than made up for the 10,200 job decline in amusement, gambling, and recreation and other subsectors. The number of government jobs was down by a total of 11,000, although the federal government added 2,000 jobs and state governments added 1,000, it was up to local governments to make the hard decisions as they eliminated 14,000 jobs. The November jobs report could certainly have been better, and it has been worse. Let's not forget where we've come from. The employment economy started out 2010 with about 129.6 million total jobs in January, and in November there were 130.5 million jobs. You don't need an advanced degree in statistics to figure out that was a gain of almost 1 million jobs. For the same 11-month period in 2009, the economy lost more than 4.6 million jobs, averaging a loss of about 420,000 jobs a month. And in 2008, there was a loss of more than 2.9 million jobs, averaging about 270,000 jobs lost per month. So, although the current employment trend may not get you giddy with excitement, 2010's average gain of about 85,000 jobs a month seems downright stupendous. Remember, an object in motion must stop momentarily before changing direction. The employment economy has changed direction, but it will be years before it gets back to where it had been. Learn to capitalize on the trend. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.